back at Hartford Civic Center. Tennessee wins it by the final score of 70-64. And we're joined courtside by the head coach of the Lady Vols, Pat Summitt, as Tennessee holds on to win it by six. And Coach Summitt, congratulations on the win. It's always tough to do that in Hartford against Connecticut. And your thoughts about the game today?
Well, obviously, Mickey, it's a great win for our basketball team. Really, really proud that we held on and answered, obviously, the great run that they made at us in the second half. And we knew it was coming, and we had a difficult time initially, but had a lot of big plays today, and obviously a player like Candace Parker just stepped up and really made everybody else better. I think that she drew a lot of attention, but she did a lot of great things.
Yeah, in the first half, she did draw a lot of attention. Of course, that's what teams are going to do when you play Tennessee, is to try some way in the world to slow her down because you're not going to stop her. But in the first half, you had Shannon Bobbitt, and you had Sydney Spencer that made some big threes.
Oh, they did.
That really got Tennessee going into the locker room at the half, and then they continued that in the second half.
They did. I thought Shannon came in, played with great composure, ran our basketball team, took what the defense gave her. Obviously, Sydney, we can't get her enough touches because she's been so efficient for us, but she made big shots. I mean, even late in the second half when they nail a three, Mel Thomas hits a three, we gave up out of our zone, which I can't believe we did. And Sid came back and answered that. I thought that was big. And, you know, she's just now understanding. I mean, she's got to be a go-to player. But it's helped us to have Bobbitt more assertive offensively.
Pat, he came out in the second half, opened up an 18-point lead, built on that 12-point halftime lead. And then it looked like there were a couple of bad decisions that were made, and it just kind of stopped the momentum and allowed Connecticut to get back in it. Is that the way you saw it?
Well, we had some bad possessions, but I thought what they did, our offense affected our defense. And, I mean, they just ran the ball up our backs and got some early offense and obviously got the ball inside in Houston. And Hunter just went to work on us. And, you know, I saw us, a little wind went out of our sails. And we talked about it. That's why we had to have timeouts, and that's why we addressed it. And you got to give them credit. They took ownership, and the leadership was strong in the closing 6 minutes.
Yeah, your keys tonight was to stop the running game and to rebound. You only got out-rebounded by four, which I thought was pretty good considering the fact Anasicki didn't play but 4 minutes and didn't have a rebound in the first half. And then except for there in the second half, you pretty much stopped their running game.
Well, we did. And even at times in the second half, when they got a few possessions and then we managed to slow them down, and then they got a couple breakaways. But I thought our extended pressure out of our 2-2-1 slowed them up a lot, and might have been a real key to what we did defensively late in the game.
Pat, I know when you break down the film, you might try to find some things that maybe Candace Parker didn't do tonight, but it's pretty special to have somebody that talented that can play that well in big games on the floor in your uniform.
There's no doubt that she is the difference maker when it comes to other people getting looks. I mean, she makes everybody else on the floor better. She's very unselfish, yet she understands her role. I've got to score. I've got to make big plays. She truly is a special player. And they asked me if I ever thought about saying, you know, we have Candace Parker, no one else does, because that's obviously what
right.
Gino said about Diana. But she does. She does help us have a distinct advantage, particularly in big games and close games, because she wants the ball and she makes plays.
And one thing I've noticed, she's beginning to become more and more of a leader on the floor, although this is only her second year. I mean, she looks like that she's in control of a lot of players out there.
Well, she is. I think she and Nikki and Lex have really stepped up their leadership. Lexus has been very vocal. I think she's really guided Shannon in what she wants to help her with, and Shannon listens to her. But they're the big three that have taken a lot of ownership.
Well, this was a good trip. One, it didn't snow, and two, we're going home with a win. Congratulations. Good
Thank
win.
You. Thank
All
you,
right.
Mickey.
Pat Summitt, everybody. Tennessee wins it 70-64.